flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Speaking about well done, I mean, we've got a lot of programs, as I said before, that kind of fly under the radar, and one of them has definitely been Westminster Academy in Fort Lauderdale. Coach Aaron Walhoff has done an outstanding job. The Lions sit at 4-0 with some huge wins. Coming up with Pinecrest and Somerset and Nova Southeastern on the way. And Coach Walhoff is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on what you guys have been able to accomplish so far.
Appreciate it. Like I said, we've had a good run, and we're excited about the rest of the season, and I appreciate you having me on.
Coach, is a talented team. I mean, you know, every week I get your stats, and I see what Mr. Barber's doing, and all the kids that have been with you for a while over there and have become leaders and doing a tremendous job. Talk about that, because you guys seem to have some really, really good talent that you develop over the years, and your senior class right now probably boasts that more than ever before.
Yeah, we're fortunate. This is going on 3 years with a lot of those guys. A lot of those guys played early as sophomores, and they've really taken it upon themselves over their career to continue to get better. And it's exciting to watch. I mean, Barber's had an unbelievable start to the season. I think he's thrown for almost 1,300 yards and 13 TDs and 0 interceptions. So he's been great with the ball. He's protected, and he's our leader. And then we've got guys like Evan Tempro, DJ Wimbley, guys that have really come on, Mikey Varga on defense. So we've been blessed to have some guys that have been with the system, worked through it, gotten better over the years, and continue to make us strong. And we got other kids like Alonzo Collins, who's come in, and he's playing both ways at times. So, you know, we're fortunate. You know, we're a school that, you know, some of our kids got to go both ways, and it gives them great opportunity, but they got to take the ownership of staying in shape and keeping their bodies up, because obviously they're getting a lot of reps in games. So, we're fortunate to have these guys.
And to have a guy like Dwayne Wimbley Jr., here's a kid who's a basketball guy, 6'6", and he's getting a lot of that attention from some of the larger colleges, which kind of really pays off, because then they'll have an opportunity to go see an Anthony Barber or Harrison Gant, or, as you mentioned, Alonzo Collins or Evan Tempro. So you need that sometimes. You need to have that marquee guy, and he's been that. Talk about that, because I think that's important as well for a lot of the young kids who listen to our show to understand that if you have that one player, he really kind of helps everybody on the team.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. You know, having DJ Wimbley on our team, you know, he obviously brings the high major teams and schools in for recruiting, and he brings a level of eyes on the program just because he's, you know, he's 6'6", 6'7", athletic, and go up and get the ball, just a natural out there. And his work ethic is so strong. That's the part that's, you know, really eye-popping for some of the kids because, you know, here comes this basketball player who can play football, but he's working, he's putting in the extra 15, 20, 30 minutes after practice, running routes, working on his body, trying to keep his body, you know, ready for the next week. And the kids younger are watching this and they're seeing it and they're recognizing, what it takes to be great. And he's a great example of that. And it's been nice to, you know, watch him get some of the accolades, although he hasn't played a tremendous amount of football, but what he's been able to do, you know, some of the colleges taking notice and he's getting offers. And, you know, for some of our younger guys, that's great to see.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, Coach, just want to talk about, obviously Pinecrest this week and then Somerset Prep. But there could be a really good clash coming up with you and University School on October 12th, which could be one of those games where both teams come in there with so much to gain. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, not to overlook, obviously Pinecrest is a great rivalry
between
two schools, you know. We're close, and then Somerset. But, yes, the U school game, you know, on paper, it looks like it's going to be a great game. They've done a great job of rebuilding and getting back to what they were. And, you know, they're coming in strong. They got an excellent quarterback, too, and some good receivers. And, you know, like I said, we had the fortunate to play them last year and have a pretty good game at home, but obviously this year we'll play them on the road, and it's going to be an exciting game because I think their team is they're obviously well coached and they've done a lot to get ready for this season, and I think our guys look at it as an opportunity again to go out there, play a quality team, which we've tried to play more this year than any other year we've been, and we've put out a schedule that really helps us to be ready hopefully for the playoffs. And obviously the U school will decide in seeding and all that, so for us it's a huge game. We look forward to it. We know they're going to be great and they're going to be well coached, and we got to go out and knock some heads and do what we do best.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for dropping by. Congratulations on a great start. We'll keep our eye on you, and hopefully you run this table. You certainly have the talent and a great coaching staff. Again, thanks so much. Best of luck this week, Coach.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate the time.
Good stuff. Coach Aaron Walhoff, Fort Lauderdale Westminster Academy, undefeated so far this season. Good stuff.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.